You're listening to SBS News.
More than 2 weeks after the Liberal Party's leadership spill, and the federal government is still struggling to move past the upheaval. Allegations of bullying have already led to the resignation of one parliamentarian, with Victorian Liberal MP Julia Banks announcing she would quit politics at the next federal election after claiming to be a victim of it. Meanwhile, Liberal Senator Lucy Gishui is threatening to name those she claims used intimidating and harassing behaviour under parliamentary privilege. Long-time Liberal MP and member for the Queensland Division of Leichhardt, Warren Entsch, has come out publicly in support of his female colleagues. He wants the alleged bullies outed.
That small number that obviously out there, and I've got no doubt at all what Julia's saying and Lucy's saying, they need to be fingered and they need to be held accountable.
Deputy Labor leader and the party's spokeswoman for women, Tanya Plibersek, accused Prime Minister Scott Morrison of not treating allegations of bullying with more respect.
The fact that they cannot work together to deliver for Australians because they cannot work together, full stop. To have respected women on the opposite side talking about a toxic culture of bullying and then having the now Prime Minister dismiss that, refuse to take it seriously, refuse to investigate it, shows just how unfit this mob opposite are to govern.
But speaking in Parliament, Mr Morrison asserted he'd smoothed things over with Mr Entsch. He says the MP is apparently fully satisfied with current processes for handling claims of bad behaviour within the party. And he was adamant opposition leader Bill Shorten is the last person who should be giving advice on how to deal with bullies.
What I won't do, Mr Speaker, is take lectures from the Leader of the Opposition on bullying. I'm not going to take lectures from a Leader of the Opposition who could not have a warmer embrace with John Setka, the head of the Victorian CMFMEU, Mr Speaker. I mean, if they were any closer, they'd be Siamese twins, Mr Speaker. But I don't join at the head, join at the hip and join at the heart.
Gender quotas is another sticking point for party members, with calls mounting for the party to deal with its so-called woman problem. Less than a quarter of federal Liberal MPs are women, compared to almost half of Labor politicians. In response to comments he says genuinely shocked him, businessman Andrew Bragg has announced he's dropping out of the race to replace Malcolm Turnbull in the seat of Wentworth. He says the Liberals should instead pre-select a woman candidate. Bill Shorten says the best way for the coalition to start afresh is to move into opposition.
This is indeed a character test for the new Prime Minister. Bullies are not entitled to the protection of secrecy. They do not deserve a deliberate silence from the Prime Minister of Australia. The simple point is this. The best place for the Liberal Party to resolve all of these toxic, poisonous issues, or the best place for them to get it out of their system, is a good, long stint in opposition.
Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.